The movie industry loves a great location, and a new film made in our fair city opens today. Here's media critic Robert Pala.
When it comes to movie making, Phoenix isn't exactly an industry town, but the forthcoming feature film, Locker 13, was produced here. Set in an Old West amusement park somewhere in the Southwest, Locker 13 is an anthology, with each story built around a mysterious storage locker bearing the number 13. In one, a man who's about to toss himself off a skyscraper is interrupted by someone who appears to know an awful lot about him. In another, a hitman abducts three women and demands to know why they each hired him to kill the same guy. The film's leading story concerns a has-been boxer, played by Ricky Schroeder, who's given a pair of murderous boxing gloves by a shadowy stranger whom no one else can see.
You've seen this before, right, Doc?
Oh, I've never seen anything like this before. He was dead before he hit the canvas.
There was something wrong, Doc. You shouldn't have let him fight.
There was nothing wrong with him. There was nothing wrong with Billy Marco.
How's Billy?
Don didn't tell you that, figures. He died this morning, Tommy. They declared him brain dead, took him off life support. He was gone in minutes. Congratulations on your new career.
Yeah, you show you congratulations. You think I don't feel nothing? You think I'm proud of this?
Prove it. Get in the ring without killing someone. Can you do that?
Schroeder is one of the film's producers and the biggest name star in the film, which also includes performances by other well-known faces, including John Grease of Napoleon Dynamite fame, Tatiana Ali of The Young and the Restless, and Coen Brothers mainstay John Polito. Screenwriter John Walden, who co-produced the film, says he and his partners got to these actors by ignoring Hollywood etiquette and going straight to the players themselves.
We just kept being persistent and seeing a film that they're working on, and there's connections. There's always a way to get to that person, and some of them were connections through crew members, people that do makeup that said, hey, I worked with that guy, and I got his phone number. Like, well, could you get him the script? And, you know, they hear that all the time, but the stories are very well written.
Locker 13 offers a tightly paced 90 minutes. The blood and violence are minimal, although the boxing scenes are brutal for anyone not accustomed to watching the sport. The sleazy bad guys who turn up in each of the stories are distinct, and the writers do a good job of sculpting heroes of a fairly human scale. Special effects are kept to a minimum, turning up briefly and convincingly in the final sequence about the ex-con janitor who stumbles on Locker 13's dark secret. Waldron says getting all of this to the big screen meant working with new industry models for film distribution.
The old adage where they would say a film was going straight to video was always detrimental to a film. It basically meant that your film is no good. With the technology as of late, with the internet and the way films are released, theatrical distribution is really limited to big productions made by big studios. I read a statistic that almost 40% of films now are watched on iPads, on cell phones, on laptops, but it's great. It's instantaneous. You can really get your product out to people fast.
Locker 13 opens in theaters and on pay-per-view platforms today. For KJZZ, I'm Robert Pala.
Robert Pala's reviews appear in the Phoenix New Times.